Oh, very good. Okay. That helps. Are we good? All right. Good evening and welcome to the August 20th, 2019 meeting of the Kitsap County Planning Commission. Tonight we have a very full agenda with a number of matters that we're going to take up. The first item on our agenda is introductions. My name is Kim Allen. I'm the chair and I am from South Kitsap.
Aaron Murphy, I'm co-chair and I'm North Kitsap.
Joe Phillips, North Kitsap.
Tom Nevins, North Kitsap.
Gina Buskirk, Central Kitsap.
Richard Shattuck, Central Kitsap.
Jim Swenson, South Kitsap.
Mike Eliason, Central Kitsap.
Okay, thank you, everyone. With that, we'll move to item B in our agenda, adoption of the agenda. Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda as proposed?
Move to adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
Commissioner Eliason?
I'd like to make an amendment. Item, and I'm not sure if it's going to be an expression or a resolution, but maybe we could just title it Appreciation of Commissioner Tom Nevins.
Yes.
We're on there. I'll leave it to your discretion.
We can make that item B1. How about that? Right after we approve the agenda. Do we have a? I'll take that as an informal motion, Commissioner. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor of adding item B1, which is appreciation for Commissioner Nevins, please signify by raising your hand and saying aye.
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 Opposed? And it passes unanimously. All right. Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda as proposed, as amended?
I'd move to adopt the amended agenda.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
All right. Any discussion? All right. All those in favor signify by raising your hand and saying aye.
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 Opposed? And that passes unanimously. Moving on to agenda item B1, we learned this week, or just today, that Commissioner Nevins, who has been a member of this planning commission for many years and has been a very active member, he's really taught me a lot about where the county is as I've come in as a newer commissioner, and we've learned that he's going to be retiring. This is his last meeting. And first, I want to commend you for not skipping this meeting because we have a very full agenda. So we look forward to your contributions on three important topics here tonight. And second, I think as I expressed earlier, I don't have the budget for a gold watch, but if I did, we would be presenting that to you today. We thank you so much for your service and hope that you find a good use for your Tuesday nights. You want to move down the line?
I would just second Ms. Allen with regard to Tom's input being invaluable and his leadership being very long-lasting, and he told me before the meeting that B1 came with an interpretive dance, but we'll see when it gets to him. Tom, thanks for your service. We really appreciate it.
I certainly did appreciate Tom's guidance when I first got on the committee, and I'm going to miss it.
I'd just like to say he's been a mentor, I think, to pretty much all of us here. Anybody who, when they're new, one of the staples here has been Tom, and he's always very helpful, very willing to help anybody, to reach out and be one of the first to introduce himself to people, to mentor anyone. It's a big area to understand when you just join and you just jump in, and I know he makes that transition a lot easier for all of us as we all started after him.
Well, I appreciate after sitting for a couple of years next to Tom that when he disagreed with me, he did not bruise my shins, and I appreciate the gentle nudges and frank, open, and enlightening discussion over the years. Thank you, Tom.
And I've appreciated Tom's mentorship and have really grown to admire his dedication and commitment, especially when you recognize the length of time he served on this body. And Tom, you're going to be missed.
Everybody said everything. Tom, you're an institution. If you need any evidence of that, you go through our meeting packets and you look at the Silverdale design standards. You go back to year 2002 and there's 9 commissioners and they're all gone and you're the only one still here. I think the only thing that's changed over the years since I've known you, you're the same guy, great public servant. I just have to speak a little louder. But we all have that problem nowadays. But you've been an excellent public servant, and we're going to miss you.
Well, fortunately, I have prepared about 2 hours of advice that I can give you now. And I stand ready to do that. However, it'll be over an adult beverage someplace elsewhere, not here, not on record. I'll pass on.
Well, thank you for your service, and we look forward to you coming back to tell us the things that are important to you. And if we end up swerving from the path that you think is right, we know we'll hear from you and be able to correct our course quickly. Thank you, Tom.
Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
Staff would like to say a couple things.
Do you have the gold watch?
No, we've done better than that.
Gold watch is so passe.
So, first of all, Commissioner Gelder was sad that he couldn't make it to this meeting. We actually saw him kind of run at a fast pace through DCD on his way out, so he's got something important that he's doing. And Jeff Remack was also unable to attend. But we're prepared nonetheless. So, first of all, I'd like to say thanks, Tom. I first came to DCD in 2005, and you were on the Planning Commission then, and we've done a lot, and we've seen a lot. And in my own personal words, we've had some crazy commissions, but you know, we've done nothing but get better. We've taken some field trips and driven around the county and out to Manchester, and it's been a lot of fun. And I know when my position changed in 2013, we weren't quite as engaged as often. But I've always enjoyed coming and listening to you and listening to your contemplative style and how deliberate you are in your approach to things. And you don't show that your feelings have been hurt if things haven't gone your way. And it's been a real pleasure to work with you. And so I wanted to thank you. And we did something better than a gold watch, something that you got your cell phone. You don't need a watch anymore. We heard that you might be a person who likes to kick back in the outdoors. This is not just your average camp chair. It's a rocking chair.
Oh, really?
It's a rocking chair. So we'll switch out one of these chairs for you when it comes time to come down here.
So we know you're a lover of the outdoors. And you should do it in style. So this is from the department. And should anybody challenge us that this is a gift of public goods, I will challenge them that for the number of years that you've put it on the Planning Commission, you certainly deserve a little something. Speaking for myself, I have always appreciated your clarity of thought and the level of analysis and your commitment. You were somebody that I know has always done his homework, and that is just a gift on any planning commission. And we really feel like, from the department's perspective, we're really in a sweet spot with this planning commission right now. This is a really functional group, and you've been in the center of that. And so I want to thank you for that. I've also personally appreciated the fact that there's in every group there's always one person who comes at something at a problem or a question from a different perspective and a different angle and asks the question that nobody else will ask. And in this group, you're that person, and I've always appreciated that. So thank you very much for all of your commitment over the years and for the thought processes that you've brought to the department and to Kitsap County.
You
can sit in that when we move.
Yeah, we can switch it out right now if you want. We didn't have enough lead time to get you a plaque. There is one coming. There's also a letter of accommodation coming as well. So thank you. I've appreciated growing with you. I think the county's been better off having you on the Planning Commission, and I wish you well.
Well, thank you. What a great tribute. With that, we'll move to item C. We have on our agenda approval of the minutes from the July 2nd and 30th meetings. We're going to remove the July 30th meeting and postpone that. Apparently, there's a corrupted file, and we'll need to address that. So if we could have a motion to approve the minutes of July 2nd, 2019.
To approve the minutes of July 2nd.
All right. Any discussion, changes, or edits? I will be abstaining because I missed that meeting. So all of those in favor signify by saying aye and raising your hands.
Aye.
All those opposed? All those abstaining? And so it passes 6-3. Okay. All right, moving on to item D. This is the time that the Planning Commission takes testimony.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
We don't have 9 people.
Oh. Well, thank you for catching that. Having reviewed the minutes, I guess I can review the tape, and we can bring it back next week. Yes.
And 3 abstentions.
3 abstentions.
Five is good enough.
Simple majority.
Simple majority.
Still passes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You had me going there for a minute. All right. Now moving on to item D. This is where the Planning Commission takes testimony and input from the general public on matters that are not on our agenda tonight but are of interest to members of the community. Do we have anyone signed up to speak during this time frame? All right. Seeing none, we will close general comment and move on to item E, which is the work study and public hearing for the Timber Harvest Code. Scott Diener is lead staff on this. And also Steve Heacock. That's right. Okay. You guys have microphones? There we go. All right. All right. So before we open the public hearing, let's hear from the staff and see if get an overview and you know what your goals are for tonight.
Okay. So again, I'm Scott Diener. I've been in charge of the process. Steve has been in charge of the technical matters. And then Eileen is with DNR and can help answer questions. The Timber Harvest Code, as it is listed or shown in
Scott, can you move your microphone a little closer? Thanks.
As it is discussed in RCW, it's quite complex. And so it's understanding if there's questions about what we're talking about tonight. The Timber Harvest Code has been presented to the Planning Commission in a couple different work studies so far. At the conclusion of the July work study, it was asked of the Planning Commission whether they wanted to go straight to public hearing or whether they wanted to talk about any final code changes. And they said they would like to talk about any final code changes. And as a result of the timber landowner meeting that we had in late June 18th, I believe it was, there was one additional change that was made. It looks like this. It's in the middle of the page. You got a one-page handout. And that was at the request of largely, I believe, Mark Morin, who's yes. A major timberland owner or partner in a timberland owner. And he really wanted to make sure that it was understood that thinning or topping in a buffer area may require replanting, but doesn't always require replanting. And that in some cases that there should be consultation with the landowner and the state and or tribal government. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, that's spot on. Okay.
With that, that's the only change that we are proposing for tonight in addition to what you've already gotten. I'll remind you of the outreach that we've talked about in the last couple of work studies. We've met with all of the recognized citizen advisory committees in Kitsap County. We've also met with the Kingston Environmental Coalition twice, I believe, once sort of softly and the other more formally. We got an outpouring of comments for this issue through about May. Many of those comments, if you look through the comment matrix, were about class 4 special practices. Many of those comments were about aerial herbicide or herbicide applications. And so we were able to talk to many of the people involved in those comments and advise them that this, the scope of that was not included here, that those permit types would remain with DNR. With that, we're prepared to answer any questions. We're prepared to do whatever the Planning Commission would like prior to the public hearing.
Okay. Before we open the public hearing, are there any questions of staff? From anyone? Okay. Do we have a sign-up sheet? Right. With that, we will open the public hearing on the Timber Harvest Code update. We have two individuals signed up. We have Martha Whaling. Please come forward. And if you would, after your remarks, leave your email address with our clerk here. Please state and spell your name for the record.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Martha Whaling. My last name is W-E-H-L-I-N-G. I am Forest and Environmental Policy Counsel at the Washington Forest Protection Association, and I'm here today mostly to thank the staff and recognize your staff for working with the stakeholders in this timber code amendment process. They went out of their way and above and beyond to reach out to all of the different stakeholders and make sure that they solicited input, reviewed that feedback, and then responded to it. And it was very commendable and above, much more than what I normally see from a local government, and something that WFPA really appreciates. So WFPA is here today to state that we agree and we support the county's amendment to the Timber Code to acquire jurisdiction over Class 4 general forest practices applications where the property is or is likely to be converted from forest land to another use. It will simplify and streamline the permitting process for county residents. WFPA and its members strive to be collaborative partners with the local governments and regulating jurisdictions, and we appreciate the opportunity to provide feedback and to provide comment and make sure that this timber code revision avoids ambiguity in future implementation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next we have Jeremy Annenson. Good evening. Please state your name and spell your last name for the record.
Yeah, Jeremy Annenson, A-N-U-N-S-O-N.
Please proceed.
Yeah, so I just, we've been working with the county on some forestry practices, and we have some experience working with the state of Washington Department of Natural Resources with some forestry permits, and we're experiencing a lot of confusion as far as who's in charge of different aspects of regulation as far as Department of Ecology and Fish and Wildlife. And we've had a lot of confusion in the last couple months. The only thought process I have for the county to try and streamline county regulations of forestry timber harvest would be to follow the Department of Natural Resources handbook, and then which is already very specific. Everything's outlined, and there's no ambiguity in those regulations. And then, as far as making it stricter than the handbook, then that could be decided upon later. But at least we'd be following a very specific guideline and regulations that the state of Washington has put forth, and they've put so much time and energy into understanding, and I just think that handbook would be a good baseline instead of Kitsap County trying to reinvent the wheel. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that wishes to testify on the Timber Harvest Code update? Asking once, asking twice. With that, we'll close the public hearing, close that testimony. We have anyone has any questions of staff? I did want to follow up on Mr. Annenson's remark on the handbook. Maybe you could address that, whether the county is preparing to integrate the use of that handbook into the review.
Well, I'll say that the county does, as a baseline, adopt and typically use the Forest Practice Handbook in relation to forest practice activities. But our charge is also to deal with all county code on top of that. So it's a layered review that needs to occur. So in the instance where we have a DNR-only application, DNR is the lead in jurisdiction. The county has no jurisdiction whatsoever. So it's difficult when we have a conversion type of activity that happens after the fact to guide an applicant through the process when only forest practice rules were followed and not county critical area ordinance situations, or grading permit requirements, or the factor of stormwater control. All those things need to be incorporated into a county conversion permit. So it is difficult in situations where we have a change in an application, for instance. So we do try to address those kinds of things and be clear, but the county critical area ordinance, the stormwater management Title 12, and then even issues with the Title 11 for roads, all those things all come together, and we're required to uphold those in a county whether it's a conversion logging permit or a conversion option harvest plan, those portions of the code are also required to be upheld.
Okay, but that handbook is one of the layers that you use for
yes.
analysis.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And it's your thought to continue that?
Oh well, we do. I mean, we implement. I mean, the fact that we do have say a situation where there's a conversion option harvest plan permit and all of the layers that are required on top of that does make it difficult for someone who's used to doing DNR only logging permits. But again, we have a baseline, and the baseline is with DNR forest practices, and then our permits are on top, are essentially on top of that, built on top. Okay.
Mr. Diener?
And part of this will include looking at our permit efficiencies. So when we're looking at a conversion permit, for example, and I think I've given the example of clearing land for a subdivision, or like Harrison did behind their hospital, they cleared out some trees. We're looking at some permit efficiencies where you might, as compared to before where you had to get different permits for different levels of development to get to your end goal, we're looking at having maybe combining SDAPs with timber harvest activities. So that's where you would see that multi-layered review occur. The work that we've done to this point, while it's taken some time, has been the relatively easy part of this. The challenge in front of us right now is to go after the other two tips of the spear, and I describe this as a three-pronged effort. There's the code, there's the public outreach and awareness that neighbors expect when they start hearing or seeing trees coming down, and then there's the permit efficiencies. And so tonight is sort of the kickoff for that effort. So I just wanted to point that out as well.
Thank you. Are there other questions for staff on this item?
Ms. Shattuck. So I just wanted to make sure. So again, the only real focus tonight is on conversions and those sorts of issues. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about public outreach, and I know we had great testimony about the outreach that staff meant to stake or with the stakeholders. But how about the outreach for, again, the guy who's kind of used or the gal who's used to doing kind of a DNR only and now just really doesn't understand the difference? So what kind of outreach do we have planned to make sure we pick up that group?
So we reached out to, we tried to compile a list of every person who we thought might use this permit. And while by no means perfect, we think we had a pretty good and robust list of those people that would be using this code. The timberland owner meeting we had was rather small, and I think there was five timberland owners there, and they were sort of a diverse cross-section of landowners in Kitsap County, so well represented there. But we also used GovDelivery for anybody that has signed up for our listserv and nextdoor.com. And so we tried to broadcast this as much as we could, and we think that probably the biggest word of mouth, frankly, was probably the Kingston Environmental Coalition and getting the word out. Mm-hmm. But we reached out as we cast as wide a net as we could on this for our users. Okay.
I would add that we also had our partnership with the State Department of Natural Resources. So Eileen Nichols here deals with folks that get DNR permits or DNR only permits, and she's a fantastic ambassador when it comes to talking about people having options for the our conversion option harvest plant. So I commend her as well as getting that word out too, because there were quite a few people that we did hear from throughout the system that said, oh, I talked to DNR. You know.
Other questions for Mr. Diener or other staff? Okay. All right. So this evening, are you looking for a recommendation? I didn't see findings.
The findings are ready to go. I just need the vote, and I can run downstairs, plug those numbers in, and come back up.
Okay. Do you want us to put a pause on this while you do that, and that'll give us a chance to move down
to, I don't want to presume.
How do you want to handle this, Mr. Diener?
I don't want to presume the outcome of the vote. We could do it one of two ways. We could take the vote, and then I could run downstairs, or we could do findings another time. But okay. I think it would be quick to do it tonight.
In the future, it's helpful to get those ahead of time, you know, what the proposed findings are, so that we can take a look and
we can do that in the future. We'll just leave blanks where before we've typed in the numbers.
That'd be great.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You have that?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Point of order. Did we close the public hearing yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we did. I missed it. Okay.
All right, so we do have a draft of the proposed findings. We, of course, need a motion to adopt at the same meeting if that's the intent. I don't know that there's a great urgency to adopt at the same meeting on the part of staff, so we can take our time. But we do need to have any other discussion that we would have amongst ourselves. Does anyone have any comments on this or wish to engage other commissioners?
Nevins?
Oh, please.
I generally prefer to read what I'm voting on before I vote on it. Just an item.
As do I, sir.
Tom, don't make me take back those things I said about you tonight.
Mm. I don't think it's too lengthy either.
All
Mr. Diener, could I get one point of clarification?
Sure.
Just to say it out loud again, since it sounds like there may now be two steps to this. The single sheet that you handed out this evening, which is page 8 of 23,
yes,
in reference to 18.16.070 and .080, are the only changes from previous drafts that we've reviewed.
Let me clarify that.
Okay.
The change at the bottom of the page in yellow has been previously was previously shown and is the public hearing draft. Only the yellow in the middle of the page is new to tonight's hearing.
Okay. So just for the sake of stating it as code, that's 18.16.070B.
That's correct.
Thank you.
So I'll entertain a motion if everyone's had a sufficient time to read the recommended findings.
I would make a motion to accept the packet that we reviewed today with the one modification previously stated here a moment ago with regard to Kitsap County Code Chapter 18.16, Timber Harvest, and 21.04, Project Permit Application Procedures.
There's a second.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And it passes unanimously. I think we're done.
So do we then need a motion then to do the findings of fact tonight? Did we want to go ahead and do that?
Okay. Yes, we reversed the order. So,
Mr. Shattuck?
I just want to make a quick statement after the vote, if I could. I just want to express my appreciation to staff. The folks in the circle I work with, they have appreciated how you've worked with all sides of this issue, how you've listened to them throughout this process. Your comment responses have been making a change. We hear what you're saying. We're looking at making a change. So I've been really impressed at how open this has been to all sides of the issue. So again, I appreciate that effort that went into that.
Jim?
If I could just add to that, I think the comments from the representative of the Washington Forest Protection Association this evening have also been compelling and give me more comfort in voting to approve this. They seem to be quite pleased with the process and the product. And I think that's important to note.
Other comments? All right. We'll entertain a motion to adopt these findings this evening.
I'll move to adopt the findings this evening, the findings of fact. They need to be just slightly edited. But if they're presented to us, I move that we go ahead and enter those today.
Second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All right, all those in favor of approving and the findings of fact, conclusions and recommendations, please signify by raising your hand and saying aye.
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 Opposed? And it passes unanimously. With that, we will take a brief recess to move down to the study session table where we can then take up item F, the 2019 Comprehensive Plan Amendment Update. We'll go off the record.
Boy.
Last one to the rocking chair loses.
Thank you.
give them